Chapter 3. Yuri and I talk far into the night, each of us propped against our own broken wall. The first night I ever spend with a young man. I tell him about my dream of flying and how I want to join my sister, who's a night witch in the 588th Regiment.
"It'd be difficult to get out of Stalingrad,"
Yuri says.
"And even more difficult to find the Night Witch's airfields. They move them all the time."
I know. It seems impossible."
"I don't believe in impossible."
"You don't?" I almost smile. It had been nice to lose myself in this talk of flying. It felt so good to tell someone of my dream after avoiding it for so long with Mama. But then something shrivels inside me as Mama's face looms up. I'll never see her again. This too seems impossible. I'll never hear her voice or her objections to me flying. I almost yearn for those objections, just so I can hear her speak one more time. I look out the window, or what was a window, and is now a fragment of a wall with a huge opening. I am not sure how many hours have passed, but it looks as if the dawn is breaking, and it is beautiful. How can that be? How can the morning after my mother's death dare to dawn with this lovely glow in the eastern sky? How does this sun dare to rise? I look grimly out the opening and want to spit at the dawn.
"You thinking of your mother?"
Yuri asks. I nod.